Hey guys, welcome back to another podcast. I'm Ivy, and today it's more about decluttering. So, a while back I talked about getting rid of the treadmill. It was $3,000 when we bought it, and we stopped using it. Kind of used it here and there to warm up to go outside and jog in the winter time, but that was about it. So finally got rid of that. That took a while for me to reach that point. A couple of different things going on, and one of them being that it was $3,000. But to hold on to something just because it's a lot of money is not enough of a reason to hold on to something. So it is gone, and I'm very happy. But as soon as I went out the door, I was like, okay, I know it's gone. Like, it's still like, what's going to happen in the wintertime when I did use it to warm up before I go run in the snow? Like, what's going to happen in wintertime? Well, enter little tiny, teeny tiny, personal size trampoline. I got it this past Friday, and I've used it every single day since. It's only Monday, but still, I used it multiple times during the day, and I absolutely love it. It goes outside, it goes inside, it don't matter, anywhere. Cannot do that with the treadmill. Can't bring the treadmill out in the back deck. But I can't jump too close to, like, where the deck goes over and looks, because then it's too high for me. But if I turn the other way, then I'm fine. Anyway, that replaced that. And so it just feels really good, and I wanted to talk about it. I understand that sometimes getting rid of stuff is not easy, especially if it's an item that costs a lot of money. There's different things that are harder to get rid of for each of us. We each have different things, and some people have no problem getting rid of anything. So it just really depends. But a $3,000 item that I did use in the wintertime, but really just moved it more around the room than I did actually use it towards the end, is now gone and been replaced with this wonderful solution, and that's pretty good. Another thing I did to free up some joy, I have to say, and some freedom was, over the weekend, I unsubscribed to about a little over 100 YouTube channels that I was subscribed to. So when we log on to YouTube, or when I log on to YouTube, there's a home page, and then there's the subscription. I never click the home page because that always shows a mix of things that they want to show me plus who I'm subscribed to. I always go to my subscription page because those are the people that I'm interested in. And it's not a personal thing at all. It's just that I had to whittle these down because 250 pages to follow for me was too much. I talked about that a little bit last week. I gotta create my stuff. That's gotta come first. And then I can go and enjoy what other people have created. And today when I went on and I saw my subscription feed and how small it was compared to what it's been like, it was so nice. So nice that I had to come and do a podcast about it today. It's like, all right, I can handle this. This is enjoyable. And I enjoyed watching the videos more because there were less of them. So I got to really, really, really just enjoy that. And that's a freedom. That's a digital declutter. Digital and physical declutter. I guess today's just going to be another declutter cast. I like that. Declutter cast. Anyway, there's little things that we can do. Even if, like, for me, like, I don't have any clutter on my phone. My phone can't go on the internet. I ripped all that out. The only thing I do is talk to the people that are in my circle, my close friends and family. They're on there. I do videos on it. I take pictures, and that's pretty much it. It's like, it's just, that's it. And for me, that's where I can breathe. I like that. I don't want notifications on my phone. I don't want apps on it. I don't want to go to Instagram. I don't want to watch YouTube. I don't want to watch anything on my phone. I just want it to be for that. So there's like a compartmentalization that I guess that I do in some ways, because I have to go to the desktop to watch videos. But I like that. I also do it on the tablet, but I can't sign in. Anyway, I'm sidetracked. Squirrel. Welcome to a Monday podcast. Anyway, that just feels good. Getting rid of clutter, whether it's a digital declutter or an expensive item that's just like a albatross, it just feels good. It's not always easy, but it does feel good. And that's my podcast for today. Today it is just a declutter cast. I'm Ivy Happy Whisk, and I am out.